Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Tzadi Ches. We are up to Sif Hei, the top line on page 528. The Mechaber says in Sif Hei, Kol Beis Dirush Hu Yotzei Mehair, any house that is outside a city, Im Hoya Beino Uvein Ha'ir Shivim Ama Ushnei Shlishim, if there is between the city and this house 70 amos and 2/3, shutzela beis asayim hamurubos, which is one side of a beis asayim that is made into a square, o pachos miza, or it's less than that amount, hareza mitzdaref l'ir, that house joins to the city, v'nechshav mimena, and it's considered part of the city, ukishemodin la alpayim amalokol ruach, when you measure the 2,000 amos in all directions for the tchum, modin chutz mi beis. So we measure the 2,000 amos from that house that is outside of the city. The Rama says, "V'yesh omrim she'ein maschilin limdod miyad min abayis." Some say that even when there's a house there, we don't measure right away from the house. Elamotchin chut al pnei rochav ha'ir neged habayis. Rather, we extend a string on the face of the width of the city, across on the house, umarchikin misham shivim amo vishirayim, and we distance from there 70 amos and change, umaschilun, and then we start measuring the tchum, and that is pointed out in picture number 32. So we have a house that is within 70 amos and change from the city. So from the house, the Yesh Omrim of the Ramah doesn't start measuring from the house like the Mechaber said, but rather you do another 70 amos and change, then you make this imaginary line and you measure the 2,000 amos. The Ramah ends off and says, V'chein b'chol makom shemodidin, so too in all cases that we measure, V'chein nirali lahakel, and so it appears to me to be lenient. So to summarize, what the Mechaber is discussing is what we see in picture number 29. If there is a house within 70 amos and 2/3 from the city, that's considered part of the city, we make a line by that house and measure the 2,000 amos. And the Ramos, picture number 32, that besides the house, we give another 70 amos and change, and we first start measuring the 2,000 amos from that point. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Yutes Beis Dira, a house, Alpha Pi She'in Darinba. It has to be a Beis Dira, a place where one can dwell, even if no one is actually living there now. Sivkatan Chaf, so the Mechaber said you start measuring from outside that Beis Dira. Pirish, Shemotchin Chut Al Kol Pnei Rochav Ha'ir Keneged Beis Dira Zo. Like in picture number 29, we extend a line right past that house. So the tchum should be equal from all points in that direction. Like we saw yesterday in Sif Dalud, and from there forward we measure the tchum. Sif Katan Chaf Aleph, that is the case of the Ramah. The Ramah told us that besides from the house, we go another 70 and 2/3 amos, and then we first measure the tchum. And then the Ramah ended off and said, V'chein b'chol makom shemodidin. So too in all places where we measure. Says the Mishaburus of Kadon Chav Aleph Pirish, Kishain Shon Beis Dira Besoch Shivim Amma. This point of the Ramah is telling us that even if there is no Beis Dira within 70 amos of the city, Nosnin Gam Kain Shivim Amma Vishraim La'ir, we still give an extra 70 amos and change to the city, the Akakaf Modedin Hatchum, and from there we measure the Tchum of 2,000 amos. Uladea Rishona Ein Nosim Shivim Amma Vishraim La'ir Achas Klal. However, according to the first opinion, we do not give a regular city 70 amos and change. Umodidim halpaya mechomasa, rather we measure the 2,000 amos from the wall or the edge of the city. Virak bishte ayaros smuchos, just when you have two cities that are neighboring each other, nosim bedeam karfifos, then we give each one a karfif, as we'll see, kemavur b'siv zayin, like we'll see in Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow, in siv zayin. Siv katan chav beiz, v'chein early lahakel, the Ramah said, so it appears for me to be lenient, I am the Biralocha, Mashikosadn Bazar, look in the Biralocha. Says the Mechaber Vaiter Sevov, Hoya Bayis Karov L'ir B'Shivim Amma. There was a house that was within 70 amos of the city, Ubayis Sheni Karov L'Bayis Harishon, and then there was a second house that was close to the first house B'Shivim Amma within 70 amos, Ubayis Shlishi Karov L'Sheni B'Shivim Amma. So we have each house that's extending 70 amos and change from the previous house. So the city keeps getting extended by these houses that are 70 amos away from each other. V'chein ad mahalech kama yomim. Even if it extends the amount of time it takes to walk a couple of days, harei hakol kirachas. Since they are all within 70 and 2/3 amos of each other, we keep having more extensions of the city, and it's all considered one city. U'kishe modedin, and we come to measure the tchum, modedin michutz labayis ha'achron. We measure from the outside of the last house. The only requirement we have for that Beis Dira is that it has to be at least 4 Amos by 4 Amos. So too, if there is a shul that has attached to it a Beis Dira for the Chazonim, u'beis avodos elilim sheyesh bo Beis Dira l'chohaneihem, even if you have a house of Avodah Zarah, but there is a Beis Dira there for their Kohanim, the ha'otzaro sheish ben beis dira, or some kind of storage house that has attached to it a beis dira, v'ha'gesher v'ha'kever, a bridge or a grave sheish ben beis dira that has a beis dira next to it as well, v'sholosh mechitzo she'en aleim tikra, or you have 3 walls of a house without a ceiling over it, v'yesh ben arba amos al arba amos, and you have 4 amos by 4 amos, v'ha'bayis ha'bonui bayom, and if you have a house that's built on the sea, and you have 2 walls of a house that have on it a roof. The Mishabura will see, we'll take out the word maziva. Or you have some kind of cave that has a building, a structure by its mouth, v'yeshva beis dira. Kol elu mitstarfin ima. All of these things join together with the city. Im hayu b'sol shivim amos v'shirayim. If they are within 70 amos and change, umei oso habayis hayotze roim ki'ilu chut matuach. And from that house that sticks out, we view it as if there's an imaginary string that stretched across al pnei kol ha'ir, like the whole width of the city. Umodedin chutz mei oso ha'chut alpayim amo. And from that imaginary chut, we measure the tchum of the 2,000 amos. We'll stop there and see the Mishabura. The Mishabura writes in Sefkadon Chav Gimel, Ki'ir Achas, even though you have many houses that each extend 70 and 2/3 from each other, it's all considered one big city. Shabbatea Mefuzarim, it's a big city that has the houses spread out. Sefkadon Chav Dar, we said you measure the Tchum Mechutz Labayis Ha'achron from outside of the last house. Ozil Litamei B'Sifhei, this is the Mechaber Gong L'Shitasu in Sifhei, that you measure from the end of the city, or the end of the last house of the city. Ula Ramah Sham, and according to the Ramah that we saw over there, Nosnin Bitchila Besol Bayis Achon Shivim Amos V'Shirayim. After the last house, we give another extension of 70 Amos and change. V'Achar Kach Modin LaTchum, and only afterwards, we start measuring the Tchum. That is like the Ramah said in Sifhei. Ulamaisa ha'ikur bezek kedas ha'machaber. The ikur halacha over here is like the Shulchan Aruch. K'moshe kasadnu be'er halacha, like we wrote in the be'er halacha in Sifhei. Sifkoton chafei lachazonim. So if there's a shul there and there's a beis dira for the chazonim, distam beis hakneses lav ledira ovid. The reason why we need to have a beis dira for the chazonim attached to the shul is because a stam shul is not for dwelling purposes, so we need the beis dira. Sifkoton chavav lechoaneim the beis avodah zarah. If it has a beis dira for the priests of that beis avodah zarah, that also counts to extend the city. Deleinyan itzarfus leibur, because in terms of joining together to the extension of the city, lo ba'ina dafka diras Yisrael. It doesn't have to be specifically a dwelling place for Yisraelim; it could even be for goyim. Sifkoton chav zayin v'ha'otzaros, and the storage houses letfua uleyayin uleshemen, for grains, or for wine, or for oil. Vilav ledira mikri. These are not considered for dwelling. Hilkach ba'inan sheyia bohen beis dira lashomer. Therefore, we require for these storages to have, these storage houses to have an additional beis dira that's there for the guards. Vichol hanoch beis dira ba'inan sheyia bohen arba amos al arba amos. All of these beis diras that we're discussing over here need to have the dimensions of 4 amos by 4 amos. Sifkoton chav ches. So we said the gesher or the kever, the bridge or the kever that has a beis dira. So the sheyesh ben beis dira l'shomer hagesher, the beis dira would be for the guard of the bridge lito mehemeches, to be collecting taxes, and it has to be that there's a shomer for the beis akvaros in the beis dira. Sifkaton chavdes v'sholosh mechitzos shahoyosham beis dira mitchila v'neras. The case of the Mechaber discusses of three walls is a place that was a bezdira from the beginning and it was destroyed. And the same thing is true about all the cases that were discussed earlier. Imneras, if they were destroyed, vinish aru adayin shalosh mechitzos, and there remained in them three walls. Ubelot tikra, even without a ceiling. Oshtayim im tikra, or two walls with a ceiling. Ukil kamei, like we'll see shortly. Sekatan lamid habonu bayom, even a house that was built in the sea. Sha'asri lufanos bo kelim shevasvina. These houses were made to store in them the kelim from the ships. Lakach nechsha bezdira, therefore it is considered a bezdira. Vegamze mari sheyesh ba arba amos al arba amos. In this case, we also require that the dimensions of the house will be 4 amos. Vomedes besoch shivim amos v'shirayim l'ir. It also has to be within 70 amos and change from the city. Sivkatan lamed al v'shtei mechitzos, the case of the two walls. Ari gamkin shaya bezdira mitchila v'neras. This is also discussing a case where it was a bezdira and it got destroyed. And finally, sivkatan lamed bez. We said the two walls have to have a tikru maziva. Says the Mishabura Tau Sofer, that's a mistake. Veleisa the Gemara Poskim, the maziva is not brought down in the Gemara and the Poskim. It's enough to have two walls and a ceiling. We'll stop there and continue Mitzvah Shem with the rest of Sifav tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.